Previously on Murphy Bay Magic.
Hi, Mrs. Franklin.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Tina. Hey, Angie.
I think being at home on the ley line helped me. I have more control when I turn on my own free will rather than with the moon.
The schematics for adapting this truck for interdimensional travel were also something from Valeria's notes, but she never finished it.
Tina!
Help! Angie! Help! Somebody take me! Angie!
Angie, I'm gonna need you to slow down. I don't know what you're talking about.
Rita sat in her office in City Hall. Across from Rita sat Angie, the stoned young woman she'd briefly met while walking with Becca the day before. Moments earlier, the young woman had pushed past Tyler and let herself into Rita's office.
This is the one that lit up when it took her. You need to...
One second, Angie.
South Dallas Phallus Palace, this is Jack Mehoff. How can I help you?
Yes, I can. I can absolutely answer the phone like that when I see it's my assistant's extension. Even if we had an HR department at City Hall, I'd just tell them about that slur for bisexuals you invented that you call me under your breath when you're mad. No, I won't fire you. I don't want the paperwork. Yeah, I know someone is here for a meeting. Because she pushed you and ran in here. I heard you whimper like an anime girl. Did too. Did you really just call me to inform me about the young woman sitting across from me? Okay, I'll have the banh mi, extra tofu, and some spring rolls. And the veggie pho. Ooh, and an egg coffee. You got that? Hello? Tyler? Tyler. He hung up. I think he stopped listening after I said spring rolls. So, you hung over?
Yes, but please don't let that detract from why I'm here.
If anything, you dragging your ass down to City Hall while hungover tells me you're serious about something. Why don't you slow down and tell me what's going on? Something took someone? That thing he lit up?
Tina!
The light on a stick is named Tina?
No! My best friend, Tina!
Oh, the electrical engineer in training. Oh my god. When did this happen? I just met you two.
Yeah, she dragged me out into the woods with her last night. She set these things up to try to help you with the bullshit that's been going on in the woods.
Something took her while she was trying to help me?
Yeah, she thinks you're a good mayor and she wants to help find Rowan and whatever let those things in that killed Leah and Nora.
And what is this? Motion detector light zip tied to a spike?
Tina is a witch. She learned she was when the rest of the world learned about witches. She made these to record something in the woods. I don't remember all the specifics.
Crossfaded off your ass?
Yeah.
Are you saying that the thing you're holding may have recorded her being taken?
Yeah, I remember it lighting up before she was dragged away. She was telling me how they worked, but I was pretty fucked up.
So from the looks of that, your friend is an artificer.
Yeah.
I happen to know the lady who's like big nerd boss of the artificers. She's at my house right now working on my truck. Can I take that thing Tina made to see if my friend can find whatever it recorded?
Of course. Thank you. I love Tina. I don't know what I'm going to do if something...
She is the first person who's disappeared since I've been mayor, and I promise you I'm going to do everything in my power to find your friend.
I love Tina.
Your partners?
No. I never told her. And she's gonna die without knowing that she's the first thing I think about in the morning and the last thing I think about at night. And that her going off to college in Corvallis has me fucked up beyond belief. And that her visits back home are the highlight of my life. And I've loved her since we were little kids. And
oh, kid. Can I give you a hug? One thing I've learned about most artificers, they're smart as hell, relentless, and just tough motherfuckers. I'm not gonna lie to you and say that I think she's fine, but if I had to put my money on anyone surviving being taken by something in the woods, I'd put my money on an artificer.
You think?
The only person I've ever loved as much as my wife was an artificer. She was the toughest person I've ever met. She could handle a crisis like nobody else. I mean, sure, she'd need 4 hours to get herself geared up for a phone call and then another 4 hours to recover from said phone call, but if someone's life was on the line, she was the most clear-headed person in the room.
Tina is a lot like that.
She went out into the most dangerous part of the woods to place equipment to help find a missing person. She sounds incredibly brave. Now, can you tell me more about what you remember from last night?
It's all pretty murky.
That's okay. Anything you can remember helps.
There was a hissing sound.
Like a snake?
I don't know if it's because I was drunk, but it sounded big, like bigger than any snake we have in Oregon, and I think it had hands? Hands isn't right. Appendages. There were appendages on Angie as
it's okay, kid. Focused on what happened right after the hissing.
I dropped my dirtbag margarita.
What now?
Strawberry slushy from the gas station with some tequila dumped in there.
I'm gonna file that life hack away for later. What happened after you dropped your dirtbag margarita?
It growled and... I think it sniffed me, or... It sniffed my drink.
It sniffed you?
I think I remember feeling the hot breath of something big, but I don't remember seeing anything. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. You're doing a remarkable job for someone who was hammered when this happened. What happened after it sniffed your drink?
It growled. I remember that. I could feel its breath on the side of my face.
It was that close, and you don't remember what it looked like.
I'm sorry. I was really drunk. It's still high and...
No, Angie, if it was that close and you can't remember what it looked like at all, I think that may be the creature's doing, not yours.
So it's not my fault that I don't remember what it looks like?
I don't think so, kid. Not from what you're telling me. I think having a monster that close, regardless of how fucked up you are, would be a pretty sobering experience. I think you'd remember something. It smells like something magical to me.
Well, after it smelled my drink and growled in my face, I just remember seeing Tina dragged away.
Do you remember what the appendages, whatever this thing had? Do you remember any more details about what they looked like as they dragged her away?
I don't really remember a lot. Like skinny dark things pulling her into the brush? I don't know if they were hands or paws, just these dark things grabbing her under the arms.
Okay. Why don't you go home and try to sleep this hangover off?
But I should be doing something.
You are. You're hanging tight in case I have any questions.
You're really gonna find her?
I'm gonna do my damnedest, Angie.
Is this woman here? What are you doing?
Rita, Gertrude, and Viv were behind the counter at Murphy Bay Magic. Viv tinkered with an old miniature TV-VCR combo. Rita stood behind her, using her considerable height to snoop on Viv's work. Gertrude sat on her stool behind the register, scowling at the other two women.
Because I have to work at this godforsaken hellhole while being the mayor of a town where things drag young people into the woods at night, Gert.
Don't call me that.
We'll be out of your hair before too long. I've got to see if I can figure out how to watch whatever is recorded on this device.
There are people shopping.
One customer, Gertrude. One. And it's just Marvin who owns the bookstore. He doesn't practice witchcraft and he never buys anything. He likes to come in and ogle the fertility statues. I know what you're doing here, Marvin. Everyone knows. I like thick women at giant wieners as much as the next person. Use the internet, not our statues.
You scared our only customer.
He never buys anything. He just pitches a tent and leaves.
Okay, I think I got it figured out. I'm not totally sure.
How come?
This is another witch's work, and I don't have any of the notes. It would be like, I don't know, trying to finish someone else's knitting project without a pattern. I'm making quite a few educated guesses here. Gertrude, thanks for letting us use your little TV-VCR combo.
You're not gonna break it, are you? I need that for watching my tapes.
What tapes are you watching? I know you know how streaming works.
Special tapes I made with Clyde. Not all of us get our jollies from fertility statues.
Aw, for homemade porn. How sweet.
You know, you can digitize those. You can watch them anywhere without a VCR.
Mm-hmm. Do leave me your contact information, Viv.
Will do. Okay. I think I've got it. I rigged these old AV connectors to the motion-detecting part of this light. There are some ports on it that I think she was going to use to extract any data it recorded. Let's see if we can get a picture of what was in the woods last night. Okay, change it to channel 3.
Oh my god, you did it.
Wow, the kid added night vision to this thing. If we find her, I gotta get her to the workshop.
Sure, I can see the video fine, but I can't hear a lick of what's going on.
There's no sound. It's like a security camera.
Angie dropped her drink.
Yeah?
From what she said, the thing was close enough for her to feel its breath at this point.
Something is dragging the nerdy one away.
How do we not see the thing?
Hold on, I think I saw something. It was dragging her through the... What kind of bush is that? I'm an expert in bush, but not that kind.
Hard to tell with everything being black and green, but I think that's a salmonberry bush.
You are making that up. That's not a thing.
It most certainly is. It's native to the Pacific Northwest.
I'll take your word for it. Can you replay and pause this thing?
Yeah, the controls on the TV should work.
Oh, cool. Okay, back at the beginning. Ooh!
Why'd you pause it?
Look right there.
Oh, what is that?
I don't see it.
Look right beside Angie's face right here.
Camera gets a little blurry.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the camera.
It looks like the picture fucks up. It looks like it's the surrounding foliage and that the video's glitched over her face, but...
Oh, the glitch is in the shape of something's head. I see it. The thing's head is between her and the camera for a second.
I think this creature can camouflage itself. I think it's making itself look like the woods around it, and it's right by her face here. That tracks with what Angie told me. Let's watch more. Okay, and here's where Angie drops her dirtbag margarita. She said the creature smelled it, growled. Hey, why'd you pause it?
It was a margarita she dropped?
Only kind of. It was a slushy with tequila in it.
We can't see it, and it ran away with the one girl after her little friend spilled her drink.
Yeah?
What do you know, Gertrude?
It's a hide behind.
Oh, what?
Oh, like the cryptid?
Rita, would you mind popping to my house and grabbing a photo album from my bookshelf? I need the big red one that says, 1969 to 1972 on the spine.
This hardly seems like the time to reminisce.
But this is to help the girls.
Your photo album? How is that helpful?
Rita, just go get it.
Is she this much of an argumentative toot to you?
Yeah, but she's an argumentative toot who I'm happy to have on my side.
Got it. Gert?
Don't call me that.
Hey, why do you also have an album labeled Nude Photos Rod Stewart?
It's where I keep my nude photos of Rod Stewart.
How the fuck did you get those?
I asked nicely. Here. These news clippings are from the summer of 70. This is the last time we had a hide behind here in Murphy Bay.
5 lumberjacks found slain, 3 missing, 1 found safe. Why do you think this is a hide behind, you called it?
Keep reading. Read more than just the headline.
Bodies were found without... Oh, Jesus Christ. Without their intestines. Blah, blah. Different times of death.
Cut down to where they talked to the fella that made it back all right.
Here. Kevin Ludmiller was found staggering out of the woods, covered in blood. Ludmiller, incoherent upon being rescued, said, "It didn't like my flask. The bourbon saved me. It saved me.
Oh, that's right. Hide behinds aren't supposed to like alcohol, right?
Why do you know so much about this?
I like cryptids.
It's common knowledge.
It is absolutely not. But you think this is a hide behind?
Yep. And they're very hard to see. If I recall correctly, there's a story of similar disappearances from before this place was called Murphy Bay. You have the Critcher's book handy, Rita?
I do not.
You should go get it.
It's at home.
Go get it.
You yell at me for poofing home to shit, and now you're yelling at me, demanding I poof? Make up your mind! Ugh!
Gertrude, do you get her riled up because you're fond of her?
Tell her, and I'll hire a witch to make you bald.
Understood.
Okay, Creatures and Monsters of Murphy Bay acquired. All right, da-da-da. Let's see if it's in the index. And hide behind, page 63. The hide behind. Classification, monstrous cryptid. In the recorded history of the area currently known as Murphy Bay, the hide behind has only been recorded once in the spring of 1851. Workers from the Kerrigan Fur Company encountered the beast while logging in the hills. 38 people were killed or missing and presumed deceased in the span of 2 weeks?
Jesus.
Yep. Official story is that it was a grizzly bear. The Grizzly Bear Massacre of 1851, they call it. Doesn't get talked about much, given what happened in the fall of 1851.
Oh, yeah. That's when the Fomorians attacked Murphy Bay the first time, right?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but fall of 1851 is when Fort Kerrigan was set on fire, and only Murphy's made it out alive.
Yeah, a giant monster named Balor set the town on fire with his magic eyeball.
No shit?
No shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think he's trying to do it again.
Well, you gotta put a stop to that.
What the fuck do you think I've been working on the last few weeks?
Not alphabetizing the herbalism section.
I'll get to it.
Ladies.
She started it.
Does the book say anything else about the hide behind?
Yeah, okay, sorry, back on topic. The hide behind is a nocturnal predator native to Bay Realms. It's often sent as a... Oh, fuck me. It's often sent as the herald of a more powerful, malevolent fey creature. If a hide behind appears, it's a harbinger of worse things to come.
Oh no.
The hide behind, named for its ability to maneuver its slender, highly camouflaged frame behind trees. The hide behind is known to make both hissing and growling sounds, but is not capable of human speech or a facsimile thereof. It hunts for several people at a time, keeping them in its den until it's ready to consume them. Okay, so if we are dealing with a hide behind, a small bit of promising news is that Tina may still be alive.
The bad news is that it sounds like it's going to take more people.
I have to kill this thing before nightfall.
And an even worse creature is on its way.
I don't have time to worry about that right now, Gert. Where was I? Oh, here. God, okay. It eats its victim's intestines and leaves the rest of the body in the woods when it's done. To protect oneself against a hide behind, it's recommended that one drinks copious amounts of alcohol. The hide behind has an extreme aversion to alcoholic spirits of all kinds.
Told you. That's why I didn't want the sloppy little drunk girl. That's why I didn't want the Lud Miller fella in 1970.
Nice pull, Gertrude. We would have been trying to figure that out for ages. You've probably just saved a lot of lives.
Okay, so. Tina may still be alive, and I need to find her. Gertrude, after those deaths in the summer of 1970, did something worse happen?
Let me look at the album. I forget the order of things sometimes. Here we go. The deaths were in August of 1970, and we had the New Year's Day earthquake in 1971.
Was it bad?
Take a look for yourself.
Earthquake rocks Murphy Bay, Northwest Cliffside neighborhood gone.
A whole neighborhood?
Fell right into the Pacific.
Okay, prioritization time. I can worry about helping the whole town tomorrow. Right now, I need to get ready to find Tina.
Get ready? How?
I'm gonna drink. A lot.
Why is making jello shots part of finding a missing girl?
Sunny sat at the dining room table knitting. She observed Rita, who was busy in the kitchen. Along with tiny cups, Rita had two squirt guns and a bag of balloons on the counter.
Short answer, the thing that took the kid hates alcohol. Since my demigod metabolism means it's hard for me to both get and stay drunk for long, I'm working on options. I can shove a bunch of jello shots in my jacket pocket so I can stay buzzed. Alcohol might be kryptonite to this thing, so I have a squirt gun full of Bacardi 151. I'm gonna pregame by chugging the rest of the rum, and I'm gonna fill the balloons with whatever I can scrape out of the liquor cabinet. I think we only have Midori left. Are you all dolled up for a reason, or did you just feel like serving more cunt than usual?
I have a patient this afternoon.
Oh my god! That's great, baby.
Thanks. We'll see if that spell Orlated works. If it does, that does raise some questions about the other two files Dawn gave me.
How so?
Well, the spell is so good, anyone who doesn't know me personally won't know that I'm a vampire, even if someone else tells them. So why did she leave me instructions for a protection amulet and a device to alter memory?
Huh. That's an excellent question. I know Dawn liked to have contingency plans, but that seems like a lot.
Yeah. If it turns out the spell works the way it's supposed to, that would lead me to believe that the amulet and the memory device might be intended for you.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're going to the other world. I've told Orla I was nervous about you going, so she lent me a couple of books on Irish folklore.
Why do you think that means the amulet and memory device are intended for me?
Fairies can mess with your memory?
And the device would do what?
Okay, so I'm not totally sure on that one, but the amulet feels like it's obviously for someone going to the other world.
And why do you say that?
Have you looked at it?
No, not really. Things have been too busy.
Viv said the amulet was based on a prototype Dawn's mom made.
Okay.
The one Dawn's mom made is shaped like an eyeball. The one in the schematics Dawn gave me? It's an iron bell instead.
And that means...
Both bells and iron are meant to protect people from fairies.
Speaking of, where are our terrible little house guests?
I think they went outside. They do that a lot for three creatures who are afraid something's gonna kill them.
Well, they don't seem to be paragons of wise decision making. Okay. I think I'm done with the jello shots. I just have a little problem.
What's that?
It's gonna take all 115 of these jello shots to keep me drunk, and I don't think I can fit all that into my jacket.
I think I can help you with that.
Meanwhile, Keegan sat on his Aunt Orla's couch. Once again, Orla managed to have tea and snacks carefully arranged on an antique silver tray in the middle of the coffee table, on relatively short notice.
Drink up, sweetheart. I bet you're exhausted from your first lycanthropic moon cycle. There are herbs in there to help you gain your strength back. Now, what did you want to ask me about?
I'm sorry it's such short notice again. I had some questions about werewolves and about my upcoming trip.
I'm not an expert in all varieties of werewolf, but I'd be happy to help where I can.
I always thought werewolves were the embodiment of the id, you know? Like, I would turn and I'd be overtaken by the desire to do, you know, like, really feral, savage shit. I don't, though. When I turn, it feels warm? Good? I know there's some Irish folklore about werewolves that paints us as protectors. I want to believe that's what I am now, but Riley was angry enough to slash me for calling him a bag of dicks. I need to understand what I am now. The way I feel when I'm a wolf is in no way like how Riley behaves.
I think I have a book for you.
A book about werewolves?
Yes and no. In Irish mythology, werewolves are more like benevolent shapeshifters in our ancestral roots. Here we are, wolves of the ossuary. The magic you and I share, it's accessed through ancestral lines. And our intentions shape how our magic manifests. You, Keegan, dear boy, your intentions have always been rooted in goodness and love. You want to save the world. You always have. That's why you went to school for social justice.
Are you saying you think the kind of wolf I've turned into is a reflection of who I am as a person?
Yes, and a reflection of any of your ancestors who might have been wolves themselves. The magic that made you a lycanthrope was filtered through your ancestral and magical genetics. And the parts of your soul that make you the Keegan I know and love.
So I'm not gonna turn into a dickhead like Riley.
No, sweetheart. He's been a dickhead since he was a teenager. Riley's wolf form being aggressive and violent is a reflection of his untended, unwatered soul.
That's a relief. I was worried the longer I was a wolf, the more I'd be like him.
I don't think that's the case at all. Who you are, at a soul level, is the root of your magic. Take your Aunt Sunny, for example. Is she a bloodthirsty fiend?
No.
Exactly. The magic of the chain was filtered through who she was as well. Her goodness kept her from becoming a monster.
That's a relief. I thought I wasn't going to be myself for much longer.
Nothing to worry about, dear boy. Now, tell me about this trip you're going on. When do you leave?
You're not going to believe it, but I'm going to the other world with Rita. We're taking the ice cream truck once our artificer friend Viv makes the upgrades we need. We'll be searching for the Tawaha De Danann to ask their help in defeating the Fomorians.
Holy fucking balls. Baby, you really didn't have to come with me.
I already saw my scheduled patient and two walk-ins.
Woohoo!
Shh, quieter, baby. Remember, we're hunting a monster that eats intestines.
Psh, it's nocturnal. I don't even know if it can come out of its lair during the day. You don't have to be out here. You already did enough by letting me borrow this weird apron.
It's a harvest apron.
Harvesting what?
Fruits and veggies. We were too focused on the apocalypse for me to garden when we were in Texas, but I used to have a vegetable garden every year. The harvest apron is exactly what it sounds like. An apron for harvesting veggies.
Or 97 jello shots.
I thought it was 115.
It was. This shit runs right through me. Why did you like growing stuff you can't even eat?
I like the process. It feels like the most generative thing I could do. Giving food to others makes me happy. I like to give all my harvest to the Murphy Grove back in Texas because they always made sure I was fed with their blood.
Gosh, I love you.
I love you too.
Well, really, baby, I'm worried about you out here.
The clinic is closed for the day, and it's almost nightfall. This thing is nocturnal, and you're drunk off your ass. I am worried about you out here. Besides, this Tina kid probably needs medical attention.
Not drunk off my ass. Just like a little drink. Drink. Drunk. I chugged the rest of the Bacardi 151 to get the ball rolling earlier. It was very bad.
Yeah, because it's not meant to be chugged.
Getting drunk and staying drunk is hard for my demigod metabolism. Can you even get drunk?
I accidentally did a couple of times at the morgue when the person I just autopsied was drunk before they died. If I try to drink plain old alcohol, I get very sick.
Then how are we supposed to protect you? My angel. My darling, my little sugar bush.
Thank you for not calling me that in front of Keegan this time. I don't know that this thing will even consider me food. It sounds like it likes live food, and I'm undead. I don't think that it would want me.
But you don't know that, my precious little bean grinder. Here, take this. You take this squirt gun. Contrary to the name, it is not filled with squirt.
It's full of rum.
Oh my god, how did you know?
You told me earlier. In the kitchen? It was knitting?
Oh, yeah.
So, how are we supposed to find this thing?
Angie gave me the approximate location of where the girls were last night. I figure if we can find the other magic motion detectors that Tina set up, we'll know we're on the right track, and we can widen the search from there.
Are you talking about the lights we've been passing?
The what?
The little purple lights? Are you really that drunk?
Apparently. How did I not notice those?
Drunk and ADHD?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Are they supposed to be glowing like this?
I think that means it's recording. They're supposed to record when something magical trips the motion sensory. Oh, God. That means it's probably close, isn't it?
No, you sweet ding-dong. It means that a demigod and a vampire have been walking around in circles in these woods, setting them off.
whoops. I got poo brain.
It means we're in the right area, though. Can you fight through the jello shots to see if you can remember the details from the video? Are there any landmarks that we need to look for?
Gertrude. Gertrude thinks it dragged Tina away through the salmonberry bush? I don't even know what that is. Do the berries look like fish?
No, they're named that because the indigenous tribes on the Oregon coast historically paired those berries with salmon.
Oh, that makes more sense than fish-shaped berries.
Oh, there. I think that's a salmon berry bush. Hard to tell in the fall. I recognize the flowers the most. Can you remember any other details from the video?
I don't know if I remember anything that would help us. After it dragged her through the bush, the recording cuts out. I think the hide behind got far away enough that the detector stopped recording.
Well, good news. Now that we're closer, I'm reasonably sure this is a salmonberry bush. Now, is it the salmonberry bush from the video? I don't know.
Oh, I think it is. Look, there are drag marks in the dirt.
What's this?
Oh, it's a little keychain flashlight.
An Oregon State University keychain flashlight.
Hold on, where is Oregon State?
Corvallis, I think?
I think this is Tina's. Angie said Tina was visiting home from being at school in Corvallis.
That's an excellent detail to recall, and one that I don't think you would be able to recall if you were still drunk enough to scare off the hide behind.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Ugh. Ugh. I want to work on getting drunker. Let's keep walking this way. We're on the right path. Ugh.
What are we going to do when we find this thing? What kills it?
Gun?
Why did you say that like a question?
Ugh. Ugh. Because the book didn't tell me any special way to kill it, and I got Cabroncita strapped to my back.
You don't know for sure that Cabroncita will kill it.
To be honest with you, baby, no. And I don't even know if we're going to be able to see the hide behind well enough for me to shoot it.
And you were going to handle this alone, drunk in the woods? You should not be handling that gun while drunk.
Ugh. I've been in worse situations.
Yeah, but not while you've been married and could turn me into a widow.
Oh, no, baby. I wouldn't.
We'll discuss your lack of regard for your own well-being later. In the meantime, I think...
You think what?
Stop. Do you hear that?
No.
There's something walking around us.
Fuck.
It's getting closer.
The book didn't say anything about the hide behind barking.
Oh my god. Put the gun down.
Why?
It's Keegan. Come on over, Keegs. Rita, give me Cabroncita. You cannot be drunk and use that thing. Give it to me now.
You can have Cabroncita, but you can't be yelling shit like, give it to me now, with Keegan around. I whispered that. It's not my fault you have wolf hearing.
Hey, kid, you gotta be careful. There are drunk demigods with magic guns out here.
What are you doing out here, bud? I nearly shitted myself.
Huh, he's got a little note tied to his neck. Dearest gay aunts, I finally caught up on the household group chat. I want to help you find this thing. I turned Wolfie at the house since it seems to be easier there. If you have something that the hide behind or Tina has touched, I think I can help you sniff them out. Well, that's a great idea, Keith. We actually just found something.
I'm still not used to you becoming a little puppy dog. Big dog! Big dog! I'm sorry, big dog!
Can you get a whiff of something off this flashlight and see if you can follow a trail?
Wow, you're going to town on that thing.
Any luck, Keegs? I think that's a yes. Let's go.
Oh, hold on. I'll barf if I try to run. Christ, I'm gonna hurl.
Oh. Sunny and Keegan, who was still in wolf form, stood in front of a... Well, I don't rightly know what it is. I imagine someone will explain here in a second. I'm a disembodied voice. I'm not an outdoorsy guy. It just looks like a massive pile of logs to me. Anyway... Sunny and Wolf Keegan stood in front of this big-ass pile of sticks as Rita trotted up behind them.
Why did you have to run? I am so full of jello.
Shit's in there. Also, my sweet, you could have teleported.
I wish I could blame the alcohol for forgetting that was an option, but I forget that a lot. You're sure it's in there?
Yeah. It looks like a beaver lodge, but it's not.
A beaver lodge?
Oh, see? I told you someone would explain.
They're little homes beavers build beside the ponds that their dams create. It's a little house with water access where they stay warm for the winter. This looks like one, but it's not right. This is just a little stream, not a pond. I don't see any trees around here that look like a beaver has had at them. It doesn't smell like beaver.
You would know, because you're well acquainted with the smell of beaver.
You okay. Cut that out. You know what I mean.
Look, okay, but seriously, I genuinely don't. I don't know what the critters smell like.
They used to use a gland in beaver asses to make vanilla flavoring. If my vampire smell, I can usually catch a whiff of it if I'm hiking somewhere beavers like to hang out.
God bless you, my outdoorsy, vegan vampire wife. I wouldn't have known any of this. What is it?
I think he's telling us that there's something in there.
If this thing is good at hiding itself, I guess it makes sense it would be hiding in a fake beaver motel.
Lodge.
That means Tina's probably in the big pile of sticks too, huh?
How are we gonna do this?
Oh, well, first, I'm gonna do this. Ugh. And then I'm gonna poof in there. If anything comes running out of there, you hit it with my squirt gun full of rum, okay?
I don't like this.
Why come?
It's barely a plan.
What's gonna have to do. Wish me luck.
Good luck. I love you.
Oh, the fuck?
Rita poofed into the hide-behind's lair to find a capacious interior, not at all matching the moderately sized mound of logs she had seen from the outside. Rita had expected to be in claustrophobia-inducing conditions when, in reality, all 6'2" of her lanky frame were able to stand upright.
It's a fucking cryptid, TARDIS. Tina!
Interloper.
Jesus Christ.
How dare you bring your poisoned body to my home?
You're in my head. I thought you couldn't talk.
This is how I speak to those with the minds to hear me, demigod.
I'm gonna find your ass. Oh, I need my Midori water balloons.
I have a message from Lord Indek.
A message from me?
That is why I was sent here.
And why you stole a girl?
You've arrived at my lair, have you not?
You took the girl as a means to get to me?
And it works.
Where the fuck are you?
You will hand over the town of Murphy Bay to Lord Indek, or his legions will destroy all those who inhabit this town, and it will be of no use to anyone.
Why do I have to hand over the town to him? He and his legions are so powerful. Why does he need me to do jack shit? Why doesn't he just take it?
There are laws and deals that must be honored. To their letter, but not their spirit.
What the fuck does that mean? Would it kill the supernatural world to be less cryptic?
Oh, I think I see you. The wall just moved.
Ha!
What a bitch!
Now you're bright green and you smell like muskmelons. Can't hide from me now, motherfucker. My wife wouldn't let me bring my gun. So let's see if a scythe will kill you.
You may kill me, but my lord will rise. He will make you watch as he rips your vampire heart in two and take his fill.
Don't you fucking talk about my wife.
I really think we should take you to the hospital in Newport.
Sunny leaned over her couch and cleaned some cuts and scrapes on a newly rescued Tina. Keegan was busy showering. He had gotten pretty muddy while in wolf mode, and unfortunately for him, that mud doesn't disappear when you change back into a human.
I swear I'm fine. I'm just a little cut up from where it dragged me through the brush. But, quick question.
Yeah?
Are there fairies flying around your house, or am I losing it?
Fairies? What fairies?
Fuck.
Rita!
Nah, they're real. I'm fucking with you. I may still be a little drunk.
Oh, thank God.
Sunshine, I really think she's okay. As soon as I killed the hide behind, I heard her stirring in another chamber of the thing's lair.
I don't think it knocked me out or anything. I think it used magic to make me sleep.
It would make sense that you'd wake up when it died. It wasn't concentrating on keeping you asleep anymore.
Someone say fairies?
We're here. Did you need us?
No. Hey, where the fuck have you three been all day?
Busy. Napping.
None of your business.
As long as you're claiming asylum to stay in my home, I think it is my business. Hey, back off. You're crowding her.
Is she going to live?
We hope so. But if she's not, can we eat her?
Yeah, can we eat your corpse in the event of your untimely passing?
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Don't microwave the dog. Don't eat people. Stop getting heavy cream all over the rug.
Stop teleporting into my room when I'm having sex.
I will kill all three of you, turn you into keychains, and wear you from my carabiner.
Whoa.
We're sorry.
We won't eat her. Fucking off now.
You're really not hurt?
Apart from the scrapes, not really. I slept on my neck kind of weird, but I don't think the thing even paid attention to me after it dragged me in there.
Was there anyone else in the lair?
I didn't find anyone. Unfortunately, I think poor Tina here was used as a pawn. Taken just so the hide behind could intimidate me on behalf of Indek.
What?
It is a really long story, but some creatures from Irish folklore want to take the town. I think they used you to get to me. I'm sorry.
Why do they want the town?
Huh.
Huh.
No, I feel very silly.
Why?
Because I never ask myself why the Fomorians give a shit about Murphy Bay. Why are they trying to buy the town? Why did they attack the town before? The hide behind mentioned there were laws and deals that had to be honored, but why? Why do they care about the town in the first place? Who did they make a deal with? The hide behind also said that the Fomorians would attack the town, ruining it for everyone if they couldn't have it themselves. Why? Why would they do that? I don't think I've been asking about their motivations enough.
Would someone making a deal with them also explain why only Murphy family members survived the first time the Fomorians attacked?
It would, unfortunately. God, Keegan is going to be so disappointed if it turns out that some of his ancestors sacrificed other people in the town just to save themselves.
Maybe he can ask one of them?
What?
Keegan is a druid. If he can find out what family would have been around to strike a deal with these things, maybe he can contact them in the other world and ask.
I like you. I'm glad that thing didn't eat you.
We'll talk to Keegan about it when he's out of the shower.
Oh no! Angie! Did you find Angie out there? My best friend Angie was with me and—
She's fine. She's fine. She's the entire reason I knew to come looking for you. Even drunk off her ass, she had the wherewithal to pull one of your devices out of the ground and bring it to me. Because of that, we were able to figure out what took you. I texted her right after I poofed you onto the couch. She should be here any— Oh! Speaking of the Angie. Ah, I'm coming! Hold up! Hey, Angie, come on in. Tina's—
Tina!
Okay.
Angie. Hey.
Are you okay? I'm so sorry I didn't go after you. I'm sorry.
Fine. You don't need to apologize. You're the reason Rita found me.
I'm so glad you're okay.
I'm okay, Ange. Why do you look so anxious still?
Tina, I've got to tell you something.
I know you ripped the hoodie I let you borrow. I'm not mad.
It's not the stupid hoodie.
What is it?
I love you.
I love you too.
No, I love you.
Oh, like,
oh
yeah.
My God.
I've loved you since we were little kids.
Are you serious?
In the second grade, when Oliver Hornsby pushed me off the swings on the playground, and then you proceeded to kick him in the balls, I loved you. When we were playing Mermaids that summer between 4th and 5th grade, and you looked so happy eating strawberries with me on our towels at the beach, I loved you. When you were my date to prom, and we were going as friends, I pretended it was a date. I've been miserable every day since you left. I think that's why I've been spiraling. When you learned you were a witch, I think it made me angry, because it's something I couldn't share with you. I'll learn about artificer stuff. I'll help you any way I can. If the last 24 hours has taught me anything, it's that none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. You're my favorite person in the world, and you always have been. I love you, Tina. I love you with my whole heart. I don't want to hide that fact for another day. Even if you don't feel the same way, I still want to...
I love you too.
Really?
Growing up together, did you really think you were falling in love all by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, you are the biggest dork. I had a hotel room for us after prom. But did it strike you as odd?
It wasn't just so we could have a sleepover?
No. I kind of thought, you know.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, but I chickened out on telling you my feelings for you before prom, so it turned into a normal sleepover.
Do you want to get out of here?
Yeah. Do I have medical clearance, doctor?
All clear for gay stuff.
Yes. You okay, baby?
The little gay babies are in love. How are you not crying, too?
Thank you, everyone, for helping find me.
You're welcome.
It was hard work. You owe us a life debt.
Did they help?
They had nothing to do with it. I don't even know where they've been all day.
Hey, baby. You still working?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about why the Fomorians keep using legal means to buy up land here. I've been trying to research. Keegan is gonna go look at the Murphy Grove archives for me tomorrow, but I wanted to see if I could learn anything before then.
What have you learned?
Just some general information about the Fomorians. There were several points in time where the Fomorians took over Ireland. There was a time where a half-Fomorian named Bress ruled over Ireland, when there was, like, a truce between them and the Tuatha De Danann. Nothing that gives me anything concrete to go on for Murphy Bay.
If they made a truce once before, and the Murphys are the only ones who survived the last time they attacked...
I can almost guarantee Keeks is gonna learn that an ancestor made a deal with these guys.
God, that's gonna wreck the kid.
Yep. I hope that's not the case. The Murphys seem like mostly good people.
They did stay here when it wasn't their land.
After it stopped being Fort Kerrigan?
This area rightfully belongs to people from the Tillamook and Siletz tribes. In the 1800s, European settlers began to steal this land. Fort Astoria up north was the first with John Jacob Astor. British fur trading and lumber companies started stealing more land than missionaries, and then the settlers on the infamous Oregon Trail.
The ones who didn't poop themselves to death.
What?
There's a game called Oregon Trail.
And you poop yourself to death?
I mean, yeah, sometimes.
They made a game about land theft and genocide where you can poop yourself to death?
They don't really frame the game that way, but yeah.
Gross. Anyway, when the Murphys got to Fort Kerrigan and survived the Fomorian attack, they should have returned the land to the Tillamook and Siletz people. They didn't. They stayed. That alone tells me that whomever of the Murphys settled here first, they were exactly the kind of people that would make a deal with the Fomorians.
Fuck. Yeah, you're right. Hey. How did the Murphys get here in the first place?
You know what? That's an excellent question. Most Irish immigrants ended up in the Appalachian Mountain area and the Mid-Atlantic. The Irish part of my own heritage lived in Virginia. How did the Murphys end up all the way on the West Coast that early on?
I'll make a note for Keegan to check on that in the morning. God, I have so much to get done before I go to the other world. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done.
You done typing?
Yeah, just one sec. Let me check my...
Oh, I'm just gonna...
You're closing my laptop.
Stop typing.
Viv is going to be done with the truck tomorrow, and then Keegs and I are going to leave the next... Have you been topless this whole time?
Yes.
I'm sorry, baby. I leave soon, and I just want to make sure...
What did I just tell you?
Stop typing.
Will you be a good girl and do that for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, put the laptop on your nightstand.
Okay.
Like you said, you're going on a trip in a couple days, and there's a lot of stuff we need to do before then.
Buddies, let's thank our Patreon supporters like Heather Watts, Nana Nussbaum, Jennifer Bosch, Patch Harleen, Bethany, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Percy, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus Lutzi, Helen Clifford, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, and Fintago. You know the drill. If you want to help us out, you can tell other people about the show. We don't take paid ads. If you enjoy this not being 30% advertisements, help us out. Tell other people about the show. Tell them to listen. We don't take paid ads. We don't pay for advertising. We grow entirely by word of mouth, which you all have historically been great at. But if you have the opportunity to tell someone who might be interested in the show, that helps us out loads. Like, big fat loads. It helps us out. Also, if you can interact with the show on your podcatcher of choice in any way that it supports. So if you can like, rate, review, leave a nice comment, whatever interaction your podcatcher of choice supports, that helps us get more action in the algorithms where we can get recommended to people who might like similar shows. So other folks can find us a little more organically on their apps, and you're also helping us get new people that way. If you're in a place to help us out financially, you can go to the show details and find a link to our Patreon page. And tiers start at just $1. For Patreon, there are several different tiers, but rewards include things like raw video of our recording sessions for Murphy Bay Magic, and music from the show. It's for everything we do at Mixnomer, so if you also listen to Info Dumpies, there's bonus content for that. There's all the Today's Lucky Winner bonus content is on there. We have a new show coming out later this year. That bonus content will be there. It's all there on the Mixnomer Patreon page, and that goes to all of the nerds who make this show happen, into new equipment, into new software. And yeah, it's an easy way to support us, and tiers start at just $1. If you want to come hang out with us, you'll find a link to the Discord server in the show details. I love this Discord, the sweetest sweethearts to ever grace the internet with their presence. It is good vibes, great times. Even when I'm tired of the internet, I still have the Discord server open. I spend a good chunk of my day with most of my apps blocked, but the couple that aren't are like my library app and the Discord server. So if that tells you anything, it's a great group. So if you want to come hang out with us, please check that out. But that's all I've got for you this time, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.